Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us. We've got a special program planned today, and I think it's timely considering all the things that are going on in the news. There's just so many things to choose from, but with limited time available, we're trying to target some things coming up. I believe that the elections coming up in November, these midterm elections, are very important, probably one of the most important elections that we've had since the last presidential election, because this, amongst other things, including certainly picking a governor here in Ohio, but this will also help determine how much and how easy it'll be for President Trump to continue to enact his agenda, the agenda that we elected him to do, to put conservative, constitutionally oriented jurists on the Supreme Court, as well as the other federal judge openings that are throughout the nation, as well as the building the wall and other things like that. Don't have time to get into all that right now, but we've got a special guest on the program with us today, and that is Chris Long with the Ohio Christian Alliance. Chris, welcome to the program here today.
Well, thank you, Pastor Al. Good to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you on. Let me get a few more bookkeeping things out of the way, and then we can jump into some things here today. But I'm glad you could be with us. Just a reminder, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. You can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also go to Facebook and find us at facebook.com/livewithpastoral, and you can even watch us online. Got some people watching online right now, and good to have you on Facebook Live. And Chris invited you to be with us today here because wanted to talk about the idea of what churches can do, what pastors can do. We see all these things happening, everything from the late-minute attempt to sink Judge Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court to the governor's race here in Ohio, issue one here in Ohio, and other things across the country. And a lot of Christians, and there's polls that have indicated that Christians want to have guidance from their church. They want to have guidance from their pastors as to how to vote biblically in some of these important elections that we're facing. And so that's why I asked you to be on here with us today, Chris, that you can provide us helpfully some guidelines and some information that to help pastors and churches to know what they can and what they can't do with the elections coming up. So with that, Chris, let me ask you to introduce yourself there and the Ohio Christian Alliance, where people can find out more about you.
Well, thank you, Pastor Al. It's good to be with you today. Again, the Ohio Christian Alliance is a public policy voter education organization. They can find us on the web at ohioca.org. That's ohioca.org, or just Google Ohio Christian Alliance is our website. And right now, of course, we're encouraging voter registration. Let me give a couple important dates that are going to be coming up on the calendar. And the first of which, of course, is it is the season to register and vote or update your voter registration. You can do that. In fact, if you want to conduct a voter registration at your church, just simply go to the Ohio Christian Alliance website and download the helpful information that's right at the top of the page. Click on the register to vote, and it will load a packet of information, which includes a voter registration form and an application for absentee ballot. Grab a couple of volunteers, Pastor, at your church, or maybe you're listening, and offer to your pastor to be the volunteer to set up a table in the foyer and print off these voter registration forms and help folks to fill them out, and then take them to the Board of Elections the next Monday or Tuesday right after the church service. So the next 3 weeks, we can conduct Citizenship Sundays or voter registration efforts at your church. The voter registration deadline is October 9th, so mark that on your calendar. So you need to get registered before October 9th. and it needs to be into the County Board of Elections before the close of business on October 9th to vote in an upcoming November 6th election. That's the next date, of course, is the November 6th election. Some people have received an application for absentee ballot in the mail from the Secretary of State's office. You can request an application for absentee ballot just by filling that out, mailing it in, and get a ballot at your home for voting absentee. But, of course, Pastor, you and I like to vote on Election Day the old-fashioned way. But we, whatever you do, please do get out and vote, and vote your values. Find out where the candidates stand on important issues. Are they pro-life? Are they pro-family? Do they believe in the importance of religious liberty? Find out where these candidates stand. Well, we can provide that information as well as we survey all the candidates running for governor, attorney general, secretary of state, auditor, treasurer, the congressional races, Ohio House, and Ohio Senate members. We have surveyed them twice during the election season, once during the primary, those who didn't respond but won their election. We resent another survey to them, and then we had a number of others that came in. So upwards of 50 candidates statewide have filled out our Ohio Christian Alliance candidate survey. It will be in our voter guide. You can request a voter guide by going to our website, again, at ohioca.org, or just Google Ohio Christian Alliance. You can request the voter guide for yourself and or your church. And so let us know how many that your church, and indicate the church and the church address and your information. We'll make sure you get a voter guide. Well, Pastor, these are some of the things that a pastor in a church can do. They can conduct a nonpartisan voter registration effort. They can provide educational materials that do not endorse a political party or candidate. The Ohio Christian Alliance provides that information. And in addition to that, they can take positions on issues. So, for instance, issue one is coming up on the ballot. And issue one is really a very serious issue indeed. It's couched as a prison reform bill or for sentencing of drug offenders, but quite honestly, it will include drug traffickers, those who are carrying large amounts of fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, some of very serious opioids, very serious drugs that are actually wreaking havoc in our communities, and they would be given a what is tantamount to a traffic ticket if issue one was to pass. It's a very insidious law that's being proposed by some. You have the Chief Justice of the Ohio Supreme Court, Maureen O'Connor, has come out against it. Governor Kasich, prosecutors, law enforcement all across the state of Ohio are beginning to speak up against issue one. And of course, the Ohio Christian Alliance is urging a no vote on issue one. We certainly want to get out in front of the opiate addiction problem in our state. And we've been working with Attorney General Mike DeWine over the last couple of years to work with the faith community and community leaders and law enforcement to work with those who unfortunately have an addiction problem. And certainly there is sentencing reform taking place with judges already back in the communities where they can see that someone is a drug offender because they're a user. There's a real distinction between a drug trafficker and a drug user may receive lighter sentencing. And the legislature is going to weigh in on that later. But issue one is not the answer to that, folks. And we need to get that message out, Pastor, loud and clear, because unfortunately, they're going to have a lot of money on their side. People like George Soros and Zuckerberg are the ones who are out in front of it, funding it to pass issue one. So a very serious matter indeed to get out and vote in November. Mike DeWine, as a candidate, has come out against issue one. I have to say that Mr. Cordray this last week made a public statement supporting it.
Right.
Why he would do that, I do not know. It's very, very upsetting, quite honestly. I was hoping that both candidates would say no on one. Your thoughts, Pastor?
Chris, I agree with that. In fact, I would like to get yourself and some other people together, perhaps sometime in the coming month, to do a program where we can break down issue one, because there's a lot of misunderstandings with issue one. A lot of people think that it's nothing more than reducing drug offenses and nonviolent drug offenses to misdemeanors, and rather than clutter up our prisons with nonviolent drug offenders. And that's kind of the way it's being marketed. People don't see the rest of the story behind issue one and the fact that it's a change to the Ohio Constitution. So we'll have to revisit that one in the near future where we can spend some more time on it. What's that?
Well, let me give some information. I just looked at their website. So mm-hmm. This is happening. This is Live with Pastor Al. God
yes.
bless. Our program's taped. I'm glad you're live. So VoteNoProtectOhio.com is the website. Again, VoteNoProtectOhio.com. And it's opposed issue one. So I guess if you say vote no on one, you might be able to find it that way. We'll see what the Google search has come up with. But you'll see a list of organizations. I just saw this. Their website was updated. You'll see the Ohio Christian Alliance is there. Citizens
for
Community Values, the Ohio State Bar Association, all opposing, and all these legal societies across the state opposing issue one. But folks, Pastor, I got to tell you, on another Christian station in Cleveland this morning, the hosts were advocating a yes vote on issue one.
Yes. Unfortunately, some churches are advocating yes on that. So that's why we need to come back to that. Chris, before we get too far afield, wanted to come back to the voter registration issue or topic again a little bit here. And I promise we'll get back to issue one here in a future program. But in terms of voter registration, there's going to be a lot of people thinking, well, what do I need to register to vote for? I mean, I voted 5 years ago. I was registered 10 years ago. Why do I need to register again? And what's the importance of this?
Well, that's so important. In fact, if it's been a while since people have cast a vote, of course, I believe that in the presidential election just 2 years ago in 2016, a lot of people did.
Right.
So you're still registered. But if it's been beyond 6 years since you last cast a ballot, you may need to update your voter registration form because they don't keep those, at the board. If you haven't voted in the last 6 to 7 years, they're starting to purge the list of those who are inactive so that they can get out in front of voter fraud. So you might want to check with the Board of Elections to see if you are still registered, verifying your name and address and call down the Board of Elections in your county. We'll provide that information, a quick link on our website again, or just go to the Secretary of State's website. It has a list of all the boards of election across the state of Ohio. Call them if it's been some time since you registered. But again, Pastor, if you're listening or if you're a volunteer in your church, ask your pastor, hey, Pastor, can I conduct a voter registration? Would you make an announcement? Next week, I'll have the voter registration forms and application for absentee ballots and I'll be available back here at the table with a couple of other volunteers, and we'll make sure folks get registered and vote. For most part, your pastor is going to say yes. He just needs somebody else to take on the task, and he'd be happy or to help and accommodate you to do that. And we need to do that, Pastor Al. We need to get folks registered and vote because people of faith, Christians, need to weigh in on the public policy of our country. We pray for our country, as the scriptures declare. We are to pray for our president, pray for all those in authority. And in this country, we have a free representative republic. It's incumbent upon us to exercise that freedom, that the men and women who paid for that freedom with their service to our country in the military all these years, we owe it to them in their memory to make sure that we keep the republic alive and living.
And you know, Chris, unfortunately, a lot of pastors and churches are afraid to open up their church to voter registration drives, or they're afraid to address some of these issues from the pulpit or in other settings within the church because somehow or another they've been fooled into thinking that it's unconstitutional separation of church and state, or they'll lose their tax exempt status or some other such nonsense. And you had touched on a few things that churches and pastors can do in the church setting. What are some things that they actually can't do?
Well, that's right. We can get into debate about what's called the Johnson Amendment. Quite honestly, the church has every free exercise in the Constitution that anyone else and every other entity has. But because it files for a C-3 tax-exempt status in the IRS code, churches cannot use the majority of their funds to advance political candidates. A church can endorse a candidate, okay, by the C-3 code. But, quite honestly, they can hold candidate forums where they can invite the candidates to come in and talk to the congregation. But say, for instance, if both candidates are invited, but only one comes in, it can still hold the candidate forum. They gave equal opportunity to both candidates. They make that announcement. They could say this is an endorsement, but it's an opportunity for education that you might learn from the candidates themselves where they stand on issues. That's absolutely permissible. Churches, C3 organizations, nonprofits can actually spend up to 5% of their annual budget on an issue campaign like issue one. So if a church wants to say no on issue one, they can literally spend 5% of their annual income making placards or handouts and printing things off the copier, those kinds of things.
They could put a note in the bulletin.
They could even do radio commercial if it's just 5% of their annual budget. But and get this, they can do up to 15% if they didn't have any political activity issue advocacy the year before or the year after. They could aggregate it within a single year up to 15% of their annual budget, which is quite a bit, honestly. And most churches won't even come near that. But again, what it's saying is, hey, you can make a statement. Pastor can get up and say, hey, I want you all to vote no on issue one. Absolutely permissible. You know, if pastor gets up, says, I want you to support candidate so-and-so, that's a little different. He'd have to speak that in his own position as an individual rather than in the name of the church. That's you know, that's with the IRS code. But let's understand something. The IRS really doesn't go after churches for these things. You know, a lot of times churches receive these threatening letters from atheist groups. Oh, you can't pass out voter guides. You can't do this. You can't do that. Folks, don't listen to that. That's ridiculous. First of all, it's erroneous. It's lies. You absolutely can pass out voter guides. You can have voter registration efforts, encourage people to get out to the polls, take position on issues. That's all permissible. Right. A church taking a position in advancing a candidate's campaign, well, that's a little different.
Well, how many churches has the IRS gone after in, say, the last 50 years?
You know, I really can't count on them.
I think it's zero, isn't it?
I think it is zero, quite honestly. The IRS hasn't gone after anybody for that political speech. And some churches, and you know, actually do advance candidates and those kinds of things. The black and white of the IRS code is not to do so, and I think most churches comply with that. But quite honestly, you know, there's lots that a church can do. I think, quite honestly, you know, as a pastor, I didn't tell people who to vote for. I told them, get out and vote. And I taught them from the scriptures, look at where this candidate stands. I would never vote for anyone who was not pro-life. Why would I want to vote for somebody who believes in killing babies? And so, you know, I think our folks understood that. And if somebody pledged themselves to be pro-life, well, we have to take them at their word and we'll support that candidate. And so that's why the Ohio Christian Alliance candidate survey, when we surveyed the candidates, look, if a candidate didn't answer, it's probably because they're not with us on our issues, folks. So you will see where one candidate answered and the other didn't. We leave it blank. We don't fill it in for them. That's where we could get into legal trouble if we try to surmise what their thoughts are. So it basically goes down as a non-response. So I ran as a candidate once upon a time, and that's why we have an understanding of this. I saw every one of those surveys. Some of them I threw in file 13. I didn't want to fill it out, from NARAL, the National Abortion Rights League. That went in the file. Planned Parenthood, that went in the file. Got one from the Old Christian Coalition and some of the other pro-life, Ohio Right to Life. I filled out those surveys. And so as a candidate, you make those determinations of what groups you're going to respond to according to your what your positions are. So if you see a candidate that didn't respond, it's not because they weren't asked. It's because they declined to provide the information.
You're absolutely right, Chris. And in terms of voting biblical values, I had seen a quote from Chad Conley, which many people might remember. He was the Faith Outreach, Faith Outreach Director for the Republican Party, I believe, during the last presidential election. And he was addressing the objection of pastors about not being allowed to address political issues and topics. And this is his quote. He said, "Pastor, if there is no freedom of speech in the pulpit, there is no freedom of speech." After that, he says, "I ask for the biblical reference where anyone in the Bible tells us where politics begins and their spiritual life ends." He says, "Of course, there isn't one. If you profess to be a biblical worldview, then everything is spiritual. Abortion or traditional marriage or religious liberty, or name the issue, it's spiritual." And we need to have this biblical worldview and allow it to affect our and guide and direct our vote. We have important issues coming up, and we need to be aware of them. And you know, like I said before, people want guidance from their churches. George Barna had put out a study, and I've got it linked on our Facebook page called "God's People Want to Know," and he shows that conservative Christians, where are you going to find them? In churches. And they want guidance from the pulpit. They want guidance from their pastor, from their church, as to how they should look and view these issues that are facing them. Some of them, as you brought up with issue one, can be a little deceiving or difficult to grasp at first. But we're called to be salt and light in the world. We're called to direct the flock, feed the flock, and we have a responsibility. Pastors have a responsibility. Churches have a responsibility to guide their people. And Chris Long, could you give us that information on the voter registration again, the deadlines on that?
Yes, absolutely. For the next 3 weeks, your church can conduct a Citizenship Sunday or voter registration effort at your church. And the information is available on our website, Ohio Christian Alliance. Just Google that. Put it in the search bar, and you'll find Ohio Christian Alliance. Go to our webpage. Right at the top, register to vote. Click on that icon, and it will load 8 pages of information helpful for you to conduct a successful voter registration effort at your church. Now, you can conduct a Citizenship Sunday for the next 3 Sundays until October 7th. October 9th is the voter registration deadline. Well, you say, well, I'm not going to have anything at my church. How can I register to vote? Actually, you can register to vote online at the Ohio Secretary of State's website. So you can also go there. You can call the Board of Elections if you have a question whether if your voter registration needs updated or not. If you've moved in the last few years since your last time in which you cast a ballot, you probably do need to update your voter registration. And that's all very important as you go to the polls on Election Day, November 6th of this year. And we do encourage you to do that. And then, of course, get educated with the voter guide at the Ohio Christian Alliance website. It will be posted the first week of October. And you can also print it off, download it, share it with family and friends. And please do. We want to make sure that everyone is aware where the candidates stand on important moral issues that are important to people of faith.
And, of course, Chris, I wanted to mention a book because a lot of times Christians think, well, my vote's just one vote. My vote really doesn't make a difference. It's not that important. Somebody else will vote. Let other people take care of it. George Barna put out a book, and maybe you've seen this book, called The Day Christians Changed America. It just came out here just this year, I believe. And the subtitle is How Christian Conservatives Put Trump in the White House and Redirected America's Future. And he identifies in this book a group that he calls Sage Cons. Have you heard that term, Chris?
I have not.
Sage Cons, as opposed to just the evangelicals or the born agains. This term has been coined to recognize what they call spiritually active, governance engaged conservatives. And so this is more than just evangelical born-again Christians. This is evangelical born-again Christians who are not only spiritually active, but they're concerned about the government and what's happening in our country. So, and he coins this term, and he goes through and shows how these types of Christians have made a difference. They literally changed, with God's help, change the course of the last presidential election. And I believe that Amen. These Christians can rise up again in November and continue the course and continue to solidify the gains that we have made. Well, Chris Long with the Ohio Christian Alliance, we're running out of time here. I want to thank you for the information that you've given us today. Like I said, we're going to get together again sometime and revisit issue one. That's a very important issue, needs a whole program just on that. And give out your contact information there again real quick.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al. Again, my pleasure. Our website is ohioca.org, or just phone 330-887-1922. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Chris, and thank you for listening. Get involved. Get your church involved. Thanks for listening. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.